On a cool, gray, coastal evening in Coos Bay, the Hermiston Bulldogs have made the long trip to Marshfield High School to start the 2009 edition of the OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tires 5A Football State Championships. It's the Bulldogs and the Pirates, purple and gold, all over Pete Sussex Stadium this evening in Coos Bay. And a good evening to you. We've had off and on showers. It is cool in the low 40s right now. It will drop into the upper 30s here as we move on through the evening. Who knows, we're on the coast. We could see some fog. We could see some more showers. It is not raining right now, but it is going to be a cool, damp night as we start the playoffs here. Four games in the 5A classification. This one could be the most evenly matched with the Hermiston Bulldogs, the number four team out of the Intermountain Conference coming in with a 6-3 record. Mark Hodges' team went 4-2 in conference play. They're taking on Justin Ainsworth, Marshfield Pirates, who are the number three team out of the Midwestern Conference. They went 6-4 on the year, and they finished 3-2. Interestingly enough, their record was better on the road, 4-1, than here at Pete Sussex Stadium, where they were 2-3 against playoff teams. Marshfield is 1-4 on the year. The Bulldogs had an up-and-down season as they started off hot, beating teams that they'd never beaten before. Walla Walla and Lewiston getting the win over Bend. And then things started to change in the Dalles. Back on that fateful evening when illness ravaged the team's starting lineup. And Hermiston didn't come out ready to play against the Eagle Indians, who were absolutely ready to play on their homecoming night, picking up that victory over the Bulldogs. And at that time, being undefeated, the Dalles won 33-29. Hermiston took their frustrations out in Prineville on the Kirk County Cowboys the next week, winning 58-0, returning home, thinking they had their mojo back. But it was not to be. Six interceptions, and the Mountain View Cougars were too much. 28-14. Hermiston then lost in Hillsborough, two losses in a row, something that Bulldog fans have not been accustomed to since Mark Hodges got here to Hermiston just in his second year. But the Bulldogs finished with two wins over the Summit Storm, 42-10, and then the win last week, a close one against the Pendleton Buckaroos in the roundup grounds, 32-26. They've made the long trip to Coos Bay, over 400 miles to get here, down the gorge, down I-5, and across to the coast. And that's where we are here this evening in Coos Bay. Good evening to you, Eric Olson, alongside Sonny Levy. We hope to find you well here this evening. I want to thank those of you joining us online at GoHermiston.com. And as always, on your home of Bulldog Athletics, 1360 KOHU Hermiston. Sonny, the playoffs are here, and the question that is always asked is whether or not the team is ready to go. And I think we both have the sense that, yeah, they are fired up and ready to play tonight.
Well, you know, Eric, they had a taste of it last year where they wanted to go. They know that they had an up-and-down year this year, but, you know, there's we've seen them over in Pendleton where they already in pregame had a lot more energy than they'd had in the prior two games to that. And tonight, watching them warm up, yeah, I believe they are ready to go. They're going to need to be ready to go, but I do believe they will play a very good game.
This is on a Marshfield team who started off the year with actually their biggest rivalry. It's against North Bend, a 4A team, but just 3 miles up Highway 101. And they won, but they had to go to overtime to do it right here at Pete Sussex Stadium. They then lost to Marist. No shame in losing to that 4A team. They're going to be a 5A team next year and will wreak havoc over this Marshfield and the rest of the Midwestern League. They are a very good team. And then they went down to Ashland and got a win. Started to get on the right track. Got a 6A victory over Grants Pass, 20-14. But then they took on Jefferson, a team that had not won to that point, was 0-4. They went up to Portland to take on Jeff. And Jeff started to get things going on. And Jeff ended up winning 31-25. But Marshfield feels like they could have and should have won that game. They definitely feel like they could have and should have won the following week when they lost to Churchill here in Coos Bay. 21-20, but Marshfield had a 20-0 lead and saw turnovers just ravage them, and they ended up losing that one, which cost them a number two seed here in this conference and what would have been a first-round bye, even possibly a number one seed. After that loss to Churchill, they rattled off wins over North Eugene, Willamette, and Springfield, none of which were close. And then last week here against Thurston, they took a lead again into the halftime break, but Thurston 14 unanswered points to start the third quarter. Marshfield fought back but came up just short, with a 24-21 victory for Thurston, securing them another Midwestern League title and knocking Marshfield from potentially being the champions of that league to being the third place team and having this home game here today against the Hermiston Bulldogs.
Well, you know, Eric, and the one thing about it is Hermiston could go the same route, you know. Big wins over Walla Walla, big wins over Lewiston and Bend, and then, you know, coming out a little bit flat. And we still could have won that game. We very easily could have won that game. We were in it and had the ball and, you know, fumble one away. Then the Mountain View game kind of hit us, and we're still in that ball game. So, you know, both teams could have but didn't.
Right.
We're here now on this field with Marshfield, and, you know, let's get this thing going. I'm antsy.
You get the sense that you have two teams here that expected a lot more coming into the year and have the opportunity now to try to make up for some of those mid-season bobbles. And they are just over a quarter of an hour away from doing that as we continue on the pregame show here this evening. We'll take a look around the rest of the state, tell you what's going on this weekend in playoff sports. It is the OSAA U.S. Bank Les Schwab Tires 5A Football State Championships from Pete Sossick Stadium in Coos Bay, Oregon. It's the Marshfield Pirates getting ready to host the Hermiston Bulldogs. We'll be back after this break on 1360 KOHU.